Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
It's a little off topic, but do you want to watch a movie later? I already picked the movie out and everything.
Copy that.
Okay, it's at 4:15, so we have enough time to grab snacks too.
Roger that.
Hmm? What does that mean? I don't think we know anyone called Roger.
I'm using codes pilots or military people use over the radio.
Oh, no wonder most of us don't understand that. But why do they say Roger that? Who is Roger?
Well, that's for us to find out in today's fun facts.
All right, I don't know, you don't know, so let's take a look and let's find out.
Reading. Fun facts. TV shows and movies often show people saying Roger when they're talking over the radio. To these speakers, Roger means I have received your message. It seems strange that an English name would express this, though. Where did this phrase come from? A. A play about pilots. B. The name of an army general. C. Shorthand in Morse code. Congratulations if you guessed C. Since some letters in the English alphabet sound similar, spelling things out over the radio can cause confusion. To make things clearer, a phonetic alphabet was used. In this alphabet, the word Roger stood for R during the early 1940s. Both the U.S.'s Army Air Force and U.K.'s Royal Air Force used this system when they spoke over two-way radios during World War II. However, the letter R already had another meaning then. In Morse code, the symbol for R means the message has been received. Because this shorthand was well known, the militaries using two-way radios adopted it during the war. Yet, to respond with R, they would say Roger instead. Since then, Roger has been used to mean message received.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says, TV shows and movies often show people saying Roger when they're talking over the radio.
Yeah, that's right. It says, to these speakers, Roger means I have received your message. And that word message is a noun that means something you say or send to something else. We can send someone a message over the radio, like the article says, or with our phones, like a line message. An example might be, I knew I would be late to meet my friend, so I sent her a message.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what Alex meant when he kept saying, Roger that. It means he understood my message.
That's right.
All right, so next in the article it says, it seems strange that an English name would express this, though. Where did this phrase come from?
We'll find out. A play about pilots, and a pilot is someone whose job it is to fly planes. Being a pilot takes lots of school and lots of practice flying planes.
All right, so we have our first choice, right. A, which is, it's a play for pilots. So a play is something that you act on a stage. It's
right. Kind
of like a movie, but we see it in person. All right, so...
Could be B,
the name of an army general. So it was named after someone very, very maybe powerful, someone very important. So maybe Roger was a very, very important army general.
Yeah,
so
maybe. That's
why they said Roger that. Or let's take a look at our last choice, C.
Or C, shorthand in Morse code. And shorthand is a quick, short way to say something. When we have to be fast about it, we use shorthand. Some shorthand we use today is text-speak abbreviations when you're sending someone a phone message, like how LOL is shorthand for laugh out loud.
Mm. So it could be shorthand for Morse code. And Morse code is a thing that people use to, instead of saying letters or instead of using words, they use sounds. They use like beeps to communicate with each other to represent a certain letter. So could it be A, B, or C? What do you think?
I'm not really sure.
I know this one's actually quite tough. I'm thinking it could be possibly B because, you know, the military is all about recognizing who is important. So maybe Roger really was an important person. But, all right, so do you guys have something in mind? All right, let's take a look at the answer. It says, congratulations if you guessed C. Since some letters in the English alphabet sound similar, spelling things out over the radio can cause confusion. That's right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the radio, when you want to talk to the other person, it's not very clear, so you can't really hear them very well. So they said that some of the, you know, English letters and the spelling, they kind of sound the same. So they said the word similar here, actually. So let's first take a look at the word similar. Similar is a vocabulary word, and it's an adjective, and it means the same, like something else. Or it kind of looks the same, but it's not exactly the same, okay? For example, if you and your best friend like the same kind of clothes and style, then you have similar tastes, okay? You might like almost the same things, but of course you both are uniquely different, and that's also because you don't like the things that are exactly the same. Okay, you might like things that are, you might have some things that you like, but then you have some things that you don't like, so we can see you guys have similar tastes or similar interests. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. My older sister had a similar experience moving away for college, so I asked her for some advice. Okay, so, yeah, it could be because, you know, in the, like we said, in the radio, it's not very clear. It causes a lot of confusion. Now, what does confusion mean?
That word confusion is a noun that means when you don't understand something or you have the wrong idea. And the kind of confusion they're talking about here is like if I say gray and you think I said day. Or if we're talking over the radio, a lot of letters might sound very similar, like D and T and G. And if we're using letters over the radio, we want to make sure there's no confusion and we all know what the other person said.
All right, let's take a quick break and look at our grammar point. We saw the conjunction, 连接词, since. Now, since here means because. So you can actually use it in the beginning of the sentence or in the middle of a sentence to connect two sentences together. And that's because it's a 连接词 or it's a conjunction, so we can use it like that. So for example, in our article, we saw the sentence, since some letters in the English alphabet sound similar, spelling things out over the radio can cause confusion. We can also take the sense and move it to the middle of the sentence as well, and we can change it around like this. Spelling things out over the radio can cause confusion since some letters in the English alphabet sound similar. So what I did here was I put together two sentences, I connected the two sentences together. And that's really important too, especially in the military. You don't want to say the wrong things or make the wrong order. Imagine how catastrophic that would be. So that would be very, very, very bad if they did not make things clear on the radio, especially in the military, especially for people flying airplanes.
Right. And we learn what they did to solve that problem. The article tells us, to make things clearer, a phonetic alphabet was used. That word phonetic is an adjective. It's connected to a word you might have heard, which is phonics, which comes up when we're learning languages. The word phonetic means about the sounds that words make. What they mean here is that for each letter, they would have a word that used the sound of that letter. Some writing systems, like the one English uses, are phonetic because each letter is supposed to make the same sound every time. Another example of something that's phonetic is ba, pa, ma, fa.
All right, so we've been learning phonics in Chinese and English as well. All right, so next in the article it says, in this alphabet, the word Roger stood for R during the early 1940s. So if you wanted to say something, if you wanted to spell something out, you would say Roger for R, and you spell the rest of the word out with other different words. And this is a way for people to kind of cut down on the confusion and to make things more clear. Now, we saw the phrase here, stand for. Stand for means in replacement of something else, and it represents something else. So again, that means instead of saying R and spelling, for example, rabbit, R-A-B-B-I-T, and having people confused or not hearing the word clearly, they would say Roger to represent or stand for the letter R. Right. So instead of saying R-A-B-B-I-T, I would spell rabbit as Roger, Alpha, and I think there's other, I'm not too sure what the other letters are, but I know A is Alpha.
And then Bravo, Bravo, India, Tango.
Ah, there we go. So that's how you would spell rabbit over the radio. All right, so let's continue reading.
Right. Then it says, both the U.S.'s Army Air Force and the U.K.'s Royal Air Force used this system when they spoke over two-way radios during World War II.
All right, so yeah, we learned that different letters would be used as words, or they would stand for words.
Right.
Do you know other rules or codes or phrases that people use on the radio?
Well, they also used clear, over, and out when they finished their message.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sure that the other person knew they were done talking.
Mm.
The reason for this is that in the radios they used, only one person could be talking at a time.
All right, you don't want to say something and then someone else says something, and that will cause even more confusion.
Right.
I know this one. If, for example, I'm speaking to someone else and I need the other person to do an action, or I need them to do something, I know that they will use Wilco. Okay, and it's kind of spelled funny. It's spelled W-I-L-C-O.
Right.
And they use Wilco instead of Roger because there's a difference. Wilco is actually short for will comply, and it means that, yes, you will do it. So if I ask you, okay, fly over this area, then maybe the other pilot would say Wilco too, because he will actually do this action to say that, yes, I understand what you said. I will do this action. It's confirmed. I think there's another one as well, right?
If maybe there is confusion, if you don't comprehend the message and you don't confirm it, you can say, say again, or repeat, or stand by. These are all things we might say in a situation, these are all things we might say if we didn't understand what the other person said, and we want to express that there is confusion.
Mm-hmm. I hear stand by a lot when I watch movies, like war movies, or if I watch movies with, you know, pilots involved, people are using the radio. I hear stand by a lot. So now I understand what that means. And if you can, you can also have fun with your friends, and you can try to speak in radio talk with them as well. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So let's continue reading in the article. It says, however, the letter R already had another meaning then. In Morse code, the symbol for R means the message has been received. So there's actually two good reasons why they should use Roger and R, because R and Morse code meant, okay, I got the message already. So I think that's also why they used Roger that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look at our vocabulary word symbol. Symbol here is a noun, and it is a letter. It could be a character or a group of letters or even a picture that is used instead of a word or a group of words. So sometimes companies might have symbols to represent their company, or maybe an organization or your school might have a symbol or a picture to represent the school. For example, we can say the symbol for the company Nike is a swoosh mark. Ah, interesting. So let's continue reading.
Sure. Because this shorthand was well known, the militaries using two-way radios adopted it during the war. And that word military is a noun that means armies, navies, and air forces. We use the word military to mean any group of soldiers defending their countries. And that can include on land, or on the ocean, or in the air. An example sentence might be, the American military has many, many planes and ships that it sends all over the world.
So the American military is a big, big, big organization.
Right.
And one that you probably don't want to mess with. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, the military's adopted this way of talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Now, adopter is also a vocabulary word, and it is a verb. And it means to begin to use or have a different manner or behavior. So you kind of start to act a little bit differently, or you maybe do things a little bit differently, and it kind of develops into a new behavior or a new kind of manner for you. So for example, you can adopt good habits. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to bed early, or if you wake up early to have breakfast, if you go to the gym, and if you exercise, you adopt good habits. It means that you kind of start to do things in a good way. Or, for example, this happens quite often to a lot of people. When you have to move to a new country, you would need to adopt to the way that the people there live, or adopt to the way that the adopt to the culture there. So that means that you will have to maybe learn how people do things in this new country, maybe learn how to speak a little bit of the language, or maybe just act in certain ways, or, you know, adopt to their culture a little bit. Hmm. For example, we can say, Nick adopted a healthier lifestyle and goes jogging every morning on top of eating organic food. So that means he began to do something more healthy for himself. He would go running and he would eat something very, very healthy.
Right. These are all examples of adopting good habits or a good lifestyle. The article goes on. Yet, to respond with R, they would say Roger instead. So, both of these militaries in World War II, America and the UK, would use this specific code.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, or next, the article says, since then, Roger has been used to mean message received. So this all started out a long time ago during World War II. Mm-hmm. At that time, we had radio technology, so it wouldn't be as clear as the radios we have today. So imagine it being even more difficult for people at that time. So they had to make sure 1,000% that their messages were clear and they did not send the wrong message or order the wrong thing, or else that would have been very, very bad for World War history.
Right. Here, we see that another since is used in the article. In this sentence, it's still a conjunction, but it has a different meaning. It means until now. For example, we can use it like this. I haven't slept since yesterday because I needed to hand in a report today. We would say this when we're going to go to sleep, but we're talking about how we didn't sleep yesterday. So I haven't slept since yesterday. Sometimes, since can also be used as an adverb, and it often comes in the form of the phrasal verb ever since. An example could be, he started working for the company in 1995 and has been there ever since. And that's the end of today's article, so we'll be right back for the For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so let's take a look at our For You Chat. It says, what are some other expressions you have heard people use during radio communications in TV shows and films? What do they mean? Alright, so I think we kind of mentioned a few of them earlier in the article.
Right.
I'm not too sure if you guys remember, but we used standby.
Right.
Right, standby just means, okay, I got your message, but I don't really understand it, so I'm just going to wait until you confirm something else, or maybe you repeat the message again. So I hear standby a lot in a lot of TV shows and films.
Right. We're waiting for something else. We talked about Wilco, meaning I'll do that. We talked about
clear or over and out.
Good.
Over and out is something I see a lot, too, especially when I don't know, I forgot what movie this was, but I remember there's a movie where there's kids and they're playing with the radio and they always say over and out.
Right.
So that's how I kind of remember this as well. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more that we don't really understand, maybe even more complicated ones that the military does not want us to understand. You know, they have to speak in secret code so other people don't take the message and do something wrong. So these are all kind of fun expressions that we hear when people communicate on the radio. I think even you and your friends, if you want to speak on the radio together, you guys can even create your own expressions too.
Right.
Right. So that can be something really fun for you guys, and it can all mean different things.
Right. And you'll be the only ones who understand.
Exactly. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye for now.
Fun facts. TV shows and movies often show people saying Roger when they're talking over the radio. To these speakers, Roger means I have received your message. It seems strange that an English name would express this, though. Where did this phrase come from? A. A play about pilots. B. The name of an army general. C. Shorthand in Morse code. Congratulations if you guessed C. Since some letters in the English alphabet sound similar, spelling things out over the radio can cause confusion. To make things clearer, a phonetic alphabet was used. In this alphabet, the word Roger stood for R during the early 1940s. Both the U.S.'s Army Air Force and U.K.'s Royal Air Force used this system when they spoke over two-way radios during World War II. However, the letter R already had another meaning then. In Morse code, the symbol for R means the message has been received. Because this shorthand was well known, the militaries using two-way radios adopted it during the war. Yet, to respond with R, they would say Roger instead. Since then, Roger has been used to mean message received.
Vocabulary review. Message. Ellen sent Cliff a message to ask him if he wanted to see a movie. Pilot. The pilot flew the plane from Taipei, Taiwan to Dublin, Ireland. Similar. Pete's shirt looks similar to David's. They have the same taste in clothes. Symbol. In today's science class, we learned that the symbol for silver is AG. The military. The soldier served in the military for 3 years before she returned home. Adopt. This company has adopted a few new customer service policies that have improved its business.